Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to our special bonus episode.
And this is all about shopping.
That's right. Heather and I got together today to have a glass of wine and eat some tacos, which is our favorite thing to do in the whole world.
Especially on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday.
Cheers to everybody.
So we decided to have a little bonus shopping Black Friday episode.
Yes. Anybody able to tell us your awesome Black Friday stories or any of your Christmas stories? We'd love to hear about it.
That's for sure.
We have always have a bunch of our own. Christmas shopping's always epic for Kobe and I because we both love to shop for people.
Yep.
Love to buy that special, special present for that person and make them just wonder, how the hell did you come up with that?
You know me so well. You bought me the perfect gift.
That's the best comment ever.
That's the best comment ever. And this year we were both so on top of our game because it is 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we are done Christmas shopping.
We are.
We're done.
I'm going to say I'm 98%. I have like a small things to do for a couple nieces and nephews because they're tough to do right too early because it changes by the minute.
Yes.
I want this. And then the next day, you know, I really don't want that anymore. So-and-so has it at school and they're just not cool.
And that's not cool anymore.
Nope, it's not cool anymore. Or something better came on and they want that now. So I wait on them until right before, but I'm done with all the adults.
I just need to get a few gifts for my coworkers, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll be done.
I'm actually all finished with coworkers. I literally have just Nelson, Kylie, and Heather.
Nice.
Those are the only three, and I'm half done with all three of them.
Nice.
Kylie thinks she needs a hoverboard.
What?
Yeah.
Do they sell hoverboards? Is that a thing?
It's not a real hoverboard like we remember from like Back to the Future.
It's not like Marty McFly.
No,
like hoverboard.
It's not. And that's what I was picturing. So when I was looking online for this hoverboard, it's actually those skateboard things which just have the wheel, the two big wheels on the sides.
Oh.
They call that a hoverboard.
It doesn't hover.
That doesn't hover. I call that a Segway without the handles.
That's exactly what it is.
Thank you. Because that's what I asked my 14-year-old niece about this. I was like, you know that's a Segway, right? And she's like, no, it's a hoverboard. I'm like, okay.
All right. Well.
How do you make it work? And she's like, oh, you just lean on it.
Oh,
and it goes
gosh.
Those ways by itself. You don't have to push it like a skateboard. I'm like, yeah, that's a Segway.
Yeah.
Without handles. A hoverboard, like we were saying for Back to the Future, hovers.
In the air.
In the air.
Above the ground.
Yes. It doesn't touch the ground.
Yeah. Hover.
But, and this is where we're just not that cool anymore.
I guess we're not cool.
Because we don't know what a hoverboard.
And all I picture in my mind is those videos of people on those things, like falling on their butts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you don't have anything to hold on to.
No. Thor, my husband, does not want me to buy it for because he thinks she's going to fall.
She'll probably hurt herself.
She'll
break her leg and she won't be able to dance and it'll be your fault.
I'm making a face. The face is realizing Kobe's right, but I'm still probably going to buy it for her because she wants it so bad. But I already told her it'd be better if you do it inside on your mom and dad's new wood floor.
There you go.
Not outside.
Not outside, on the concrete. I actually wrapped all my presents, too, on Sunday.
I'm impressed with that. I don't.
Actually, I didn't quite get done, and the only reason I didn't get done wrapping is because I ran out of bags, and I ran out of tape.
Oh, we should tell them about the bags we found on QVC.
These bags are amazing.
I mean, they should be cutting us a deal on this because we're advertising for them now.
Yeah, but it's a whole set of gift bags, and they're like that foil, like Mylar stuff. In like, what, 5 different sizes?
Oh my gosh.
And
it's like 71
ribbon.
Pieces.
Yeah, 71 pieces.
So it's like 36 bags and like 36 tags.
And the bags already have like a ribbon.
Yes.
Like attached, and you just pull the ribbon.
Yep. Just like a hefty
closes,
bag.
It closes the top of it, and then you tie the ribbon in a bow, and you're done.
Yep.
That's it.
2 seconds.
Throw the present in, pull the ribbon, tie it in a bow, done.
Yep. Attach the tag.
Attach the
tag. You can even attach the tag before you tie the bow.
You can.
Or you can just tape that shit on there.
You know, or if you're really lazy, you can just get a Sharpie and write their name on it.
That's what I usually do. But then if I got the tags for free, Why not?
I know. Might as
but
well
those
use
are
them.
Amazing. I haven't wrapped a present yet. And my spare bedroom that I call the present room from October to Christmas mm-hmm. is full.
It is
luckily
full.
I have an inventory in a spreadsheet in my phone that lists every gift I bought with the recipient. Yes. So therefore when I go in there and I'm confused on what the hell I bought and who it's for, I just go to the phone and find it.
Yeah, I have that also. I have the presents, I have the stockings, and then I have the advent calendars. Yes. Because we like to make homemade advent calendars.
Do.
When I was growing up, not even when I was growing up, we didn't have them.
Not even the chocolate ones?
When my kids were little, they had the chocolate ones that you could buy for like a dollar at Walmart. And like every day was just that like tiny piece of crappy chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really chalky, crappy chocolate.
It's not even chocolate. If you look on the package, it says chocolate flavored candy. It's not even like real chocolate.
I mean, that sets off some red flags right there.
But you know, it was a dollar. Yeah. So what do you expect?
I think they're still like a dollar.
They are. I've seen them.
They're not expensive.
But I could never find a nice advent calendar that, you know, I could get for people that they would like. Mm-hmm. So I started making homemade ones. So I just get little brown paper bags from Hobby yes. Lobby and buy tiny little gifts.
They're so thoughtful.
Just make a little advent calendar.
I got one from Kobe last year and it was my absolute favorite. It was so fun. So
you and Megan are the only ones that get the advent calendars.
And then I used, because we all established it in a past podcast, I'm not that crafty. I don't make a lot of stuff. I like to pay people to make my stuff for me. I did make advent calendars this year. And I worked mm-hmm. really hard on them. Even though they're not wrapped yet, I still have to put them in the little bags. But I have them. I'm super excited for them. And I also, what else did I do? I also bought some. I bought Megan one.
Yeah, you did.
There's a little lipstick one.
I did buy a couple for my son and his girlfriend and my granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. What ones did you do for them?
So, Chances is just called the Man Advent Calendar.
Ooh. What's in the Man Advent Calendar?
You know, I don't know. It's like in a box shape.
Uh-huh.
And it's got like man toiletries or something in it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was cool.
That's really creative.
Because he kind of likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then,
he's young. He likes to smell good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he likes to look nice,
yeah,
you know. And then for his girlfriend or fiance, I bought, it was a Disney 12 Days of Socks.
Oh, yes.
So I bought her that, the sock advent calendar. And then for my granddaughter, who's only a year old, it was hard to find her one because she still...
She's pretty young, yeah.
And she eats everything. But I found a Playmobil.
Yes, I saw those.
Little people.
I saw them on Amazon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was for one-year-olds, so I got that for her.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I do an advent calendar for Megan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do one for Kobe, which I hand make. And then I have a twin sister, which I'm not sure I've mentioned on here yet. I probably did maybe once, but I do have a twin sister. Her name's Heidi. And so, yeah, pretty twinny names, Heather and Heidi.
Yeah.
Lots of twins were named that in the 80s. We actually met like three other sets of twins, Heidi and Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I make one for her, too. Surprisingly, it's not that similar to Kobe's. I actually did totally different things for both of them because they're very different people. And then I do one for, I said Mary Megan, and then my sister's three kids.
Mm-hmm.
I buy one for them, so it's little Heather Jo, who's 10. She got a Zoom Zoom one. I actually asked her if she was grown out of it, and she said she's not.
I love Zoom Zooms.
So hers is a little Zoom Zoom one. She got one last year, so she's excited to get a second one to add to the collection. Kylie got the same one as Megan.
Okay.
So a little lipstick one.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson is my amazing 16-year-old, if you can believe that. He's autistic, which is fantastic, and he got... it's a Lego one.
I love the Lego ones.
He got it for his first Christmas one. I couldn't buy one last year because they were all sold out, and then I wasn't willing to pay $100 on Amazon for it when I know they're only supposed to be 30.
I got Megan a Lego one like 2 years ago.
Did she love it?
Oh man, they're so cute because they have like the back of the box is a scene, and
yes,
you put the Lego people in the scene and it makes this whole like, it's so great.
I just hope he doesn't rip it apart so he doesn't have the scene. There's a chance. And then this is the second year I did one for Jenna.
Oh, you did?
Last year her mommy wasn't thrilled. She wasn't mad at me, but I could tell she wasn't thrilled because I didn't know Jenna didn't have one. Remember I bought all those really cute mm-hmm. makeup ones? Yep. And I bought myself one.
Yep.
I didn't know Kobe was giving me one. I just wanted an advent calendar. So I bought Kobe this cute makeup one, my sister a makeup one. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to buy myself one.
I'm going to get it for me.
But before I even got to open the first one, my little niece had a slumber party. I do live two doors down from my twin sister. So we're very close in mm-hmm. proximity to each mm-hmm. other. So little Jenna loves Kobe and I. And she wanted me to come down and visit her. And she was, it was the first day of the advent calendars. It was December 1st, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was pretty jelly.
And she said she'd never had one
She's
before.
Never had one. Like, her mom bought a couple of chocolate ones. And her mom's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd buy these in a heartbeat. But, you know, some people, it's just not their thing.
Yeah. They just don't do it. Exactly. A lot of people don't do that.
And I think Connie has, like, 5 or 6 kids. So I think that's them in the lot. And grandkids.
And grandkids.
I think that's the main reason she doesn't do it. Because she knows that's going to be expensive.
That's a lot of advent mm-hmm. calendars.
So I gave Jenna mine last year. Which, your mom wasn't thrilled with the makeup, and I don't blame her, but it was already December and I didn't have a chance to buy another one.
Yeah.
So I just gave her mine, and then I already had the one from Kobe, so I was golden. And yeah. She was so excited.
That's so nice.
This year, I did an age-appropriate one. And it was a cute jewelry one that came with a necklace and a bracelet. And it has, they called them Pandora beads, but there's no way in hell these are Pandora beads for $16.
No.
And I know this, but they call, maybe they're Pandora-like. I'm not sure.
They're probably the round beads like Pandora makes, but
yeah, because no they were calling be that, but I was like, there's no
Pandora
way.
Pandora bead is like $60 or $70.
I know.
Dollars
I've seen them, and I only paid $16 for the entire thing. So it was like one bracelet and one necklace, and you get a charm every day to pin on these things.
That's cool.
And so that's what I did for Jenna this
year.
That's
very cool.
And then my husband, I haven't bought the rest of it, so he's actually on the list of something I have to buy. I got the box.
Okay.
So it's a little 12 days of alcohol.
Oh, cute.
So it holds 12 airline bottles.
Cute.
Yes, but
saw that they had the 24 days of beer at Costco mm-hmm. advent calendar.
It's too much money for what
it
you
was
get.
Quite a bit of money.
24 cans of beer for $70.
Yeah.
It's $69. Plus, there's alcohol tax.
Oh, that's right. I hate the alcohol tax.
I wish we lived in a state that we didn't have to get charged for alcohol even mm-hmm. more than it's already expensive.
If
you already know if that's a $50 bottle of booze, it's how much tax is it? Because it's so much money.
It is a lot. But well, usually they add it on before they tell you the price now, because
and
otherwise
Costco,
it's sticker shock when you get to the register.
It really is.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's why we are lucky and we have Idaho and Oregon
that
border
states
us.
That have government-controlled liquor mm-hmm. and it's still cheap.
Way cheaper than Washington.
Yeah.
One, no tax. The other one, just cheap.
Just, yeah, it's just cheap.
Yep. And they're actually, Idaho's a little closer for us, I feel like, to go to.
It seems like it is.
It seems like it. Oregon's pretty fun to go to, though.
Because you have to go, the fun part's the coast.
I love the
coast. You have to drive farther to get there than going to Idaho.
I am excited to go there. I go there pretty soon.
You do.
And then Kobe gets to go to a coast, too.
I do.
Not,
but mine's like a nice summer.
Yeah,
sunny,
hers is like a resort-type like coast where it sounds
warm.
Like there's going to be handsome waiters.
There's going to be lots of tequila involved.
I'm seeing this. Yes, I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited to go on this trip.
I bet you are.
I'm
you
excited
need it.
To have a nice girls, you know, mm-hmm. relaxation.
It's going
to
be so
tequila
fun.
Tequila drinking, taco eating. Like,
I would assume
vacation.
There'd be a lot of taco eating in Mexico.
Yeah.
There better be.
I think so. And there's going to be authentic, like, nice, good tacos.
Tacos.
That's just our favorite food.
Uh-huh. And I think it'll be some authentic other things.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's just fantastic right there.
That is. So First we have to get through Black Friday.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody does Black Friday. When I was growing up, we didn't have, there was no Black Friday because I lived in a small town.
Yes, you did.
And there weren't stores, like no chain stores at all. It's a very small town. So I didn't even know what Black Friday was. Like, that was not a thing
really?
That anybody ever did. And then, and I never really did Black Friday till I got married. And my husband loved to go do Black Friday. And at that time, all the stores gave away a lot of free stuff.
Yes.
And they would entice you to come in by just all the great, great deals.
Some of them will give you breakfast while you're shopping.
Yeah.
It's just not the same now.
It's not the same. And well, now we're done with our Christmas shopping, so I don't need anything.
I'm probably going out with my sister. It's a tradition. Her and I always go Black Friday shopping. And we started this tradition when we were 16. First time we could drive on a Black Friday. I remember getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning because the stores opened at 4. Seemed like they open up earlier every year because now they open up on Thanksgiving. Now they're open on
Thursday, which is dumb.
So stupid. People need to stay home.
So bad for those people that have to work.
And they don't even get that big of a... I don't feel like any pay is worth that.
It's not. You don't need to shop on Thanksgiving, for crying out loud.
The Black Friday is fun because you spent that whole day, you know, slaving away cooking or eating food and resting, watching football, something like that. And then why not spend a good chunk of your early morning Friday shopping with the crazies?
Yeah, and they are crazy.
Oh, I am one of those crazies. I am so crazy on those days because I'm one of those that would battle so hard for that toy that the little kids were wanting. I remember there was a Game Boy. I think I was 18 years old, and I have a little brother who's 8 years younger, and so he was about 10 at this point, and he wanted this brand new Game Boy. They just came out, and I battled for this thing. I remember they only had one or two left, and all of us crazies were running for these things, and I got my hand on one of them, same time as a bunch of other people got their hand on the same one, and somehow I was victorious. I came out of that pack with it.
I would expect no less from you.
Yes. And I can think a few years back, oh my gosh, one of the times my sister came to me when I lived in Seattle. Most of the time I always came over here. And we always did our Black Friday shopping in Wenatchee. This time she came to me and I lived in Linwood at the time. And the malls that's my favorite mall in the whole Washington state. I wish I lived close to it now and I don't, but Alderwood Mall is my favorite. We've been there a couple times because I told you it's my favorite mall.
Yeah.
And I told Heidi, it's like, we're going to go there for Black Friday. So we get up hella early on Friday morning and we start heading there. And I'm noticing how packed that parking lot is. I technically worked across the street from the mall. So I knew I'll just park in my spot that's reserved for me. And then we'll just walk across the street so I don't have to battle that huge amount of cars trying to find a parking spot.
Right.
So we get into the mall. We go through a side door. So not even like through a store, just in a side where you come into like the big area of the mall. So you weren't even in a store, just like in the main area where the kiosks are and the little stores are. We stepped into a mosh pit. Literally. It was wall-to-wall people. You were shoulder-to-shoulder. You couldn't move. You couldn't breathe. Heidi's pregnant with Kylie. So she's instantly claustrophobic and freaked out. She's grabbing on to me because she's scared she's going to lose me because there's that many people. And I'm just trying to move us up. I'm already at this point wanting to abort mission because I can't get to a store. You can't get anywhere.
You can't do anything at that point.
No, and people were crazy. They had security guards all over, but the security guards were locked too and they couldn't move. And I remember seeing these little punks just swiping the stuff that was out on the tables. And the people in the store couldn't do anything because they couldn't get to them.
Oh, my goodness.
So people were stealing stuff. Heidi was crying at this point because she thought we were going to die in the mall from lack of oxygen because there were so many people in there.
Or you could get trampled to death.
I told her to stay on her feet. I said, don't fall over. Just keep going. And then there was this very large security guard. I'm tall. We're tall. Kobe and I are about 6 foot. And so this guy towered over me. Really, really thick. And I looked at him. I was like, okay, he's going to get us out. And so I somehow get us over there and I grab onto his arm. And so instantly he's trying to shake me off. And I'm like, dude, I'm not letting go. He's like, what do you want? I was like, I need out. Get me to an exit. My sister's pregnant. She's freaking out. This was a mistake. I don't want to shop. I just want out of here. Please get us out. I'm not letting go of you until you get us out. He starts barreling through the crowd with me in tow, Heidi grabbing, holding a death grip on me, and we get out. But we were literally in that mall for an hour and a half. And all we did was walk through a door, and then we tried to get out as soon as we got in.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy. The only Black Friday we did that time, because we were so burnt by that place. I remember we drove up to the outlet malls in Marysville.
Yep.
And we wouldn't even tempt it because there was cars circling. I could see them on the highway circling, trying to find a place. And I was like, I'm not doing another mosh pit. I can't. So we didn't even do that. So that was a wasted trip. And that's a long trip from Linwood to Marysville. So we ended up turning around. At this point, Heidi's in tears because we have nothing for Black Friday. So we end up going to Costco. And Costco was dead. And we bought foot massagers, and that was it. And we went back and opened them and rubbed our feet.
Nice.
And that was the worst Black Friday ever.
Oh, my gosh. I hardly ever go out on Black Friday. I went out once because there's this video game my son wanted, and it was $20 off the normal price.
That's big.
$20 at Target. Mm-hmm. So we went to Target, grabbed the game, got in line. The line snaked through the entire store. I stood in line for 2 hours to save $20. And after that, I was like, I'm never doing this again.
Okay.
Because that was ridiculous. I'm just going to pay the $20 and not stand in line for 2 hours.
I'm going to tell you a trick with that. If you know there's a huge line, go with two people. So this is what Heidi and I always do. She stands in line. I shop.
Well, that's, I only wanted the one thing.
I understand. But you still had to find it. So as soon as you go in the store.
No, I had no, I walked right to the
department.
They handed it to me and I got in line.
Well, I'm sorry. That was really crappy for you then.
The only other time we wanted something really bad was the year the Zuzu Pets came out.
Oh, yeah.
The first year they came out.
I'm sure Megan wanted it.
Megan wanted one so bad. And they were going to have them on Black Friday at Walmart.
Yes.
And we wanted one. I'm like, I am not going to Walmart on Black Friday. There's absolutely no way I'm going to Walmart. So we had a Walmart in our town, and they had just opened up a Walmart where my parents lived in a small town. So my mom volunteered to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I remember the
and
story.
Go to Walmart and stand in line to
get a
Zuzu pet, and my dad too.
Yes.
They volunteered to go get in line at the Walmart for the Zuzu pet. So they got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, drove to the Walmart in the small town where they live to get in line, and they were the only ones there.
You know, Walmart in Chelan is amazing.
There is no one else there.
That's where I'm going for the hoverboard, is Chelan Walmart.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stand in line.
There's never anybody there. It's the only Walmart that's never, there's never anybody
it's
there.
It's because Chelan's a really small town, and they fought like mad for that Walmart not to come.
They didn't want the Walmart. No. They don't want any chain stores.
No, they
and
have
that's
the cute.
The only one that there's
it is,
there.
Other than like a Safeway.
Well, yeah, other than grocery stores.
Yes, but everything else is like the cute little mom and pop shops.
Yeah. And so, but if you, Black Friday, go to the Chelan Walmart because
it's worth it just to go get a hotel room. And if you want to get anything at Walmart, you go to that Walmart. I don't care where you live in the country. Chelan, Washington, Walmart. Go there. I mean, it's worth the travel for us too, because we travel up to that place or down. I'm not good with directions. I don't know if it's up, down, east, west.
Down,
I don't
whatever.
Even know. It's far. So, it's a little further away for us to go there.
But I have to work Friday, so my husband's going out for Black Friday.
Is
so
he
needs some stuff. I don't know where he's going to go. But we do need to go get a newspaper because we love to look at the ads in the newspaper. And we don't have a subscription right now, so we have to actually
I thought
buy
you got
one
for life.
No, they canceled it.
I used to have one from them, and then I canceled it too because I only wanted one paper a year.
I know. I
and that's the Thanksgiving one.
Thanksgiving one. I only want it during Christmas to look at the
Me
ads.
Me too. Because I want to make sure I'm not getting anything. I'm not paying too much for something, basically. Because sometimes you'll find something at one store and then it's $20 off at another store.
You never know.
I remember another, almost every Black Friday store I have is with Heidi. Mm-hmm. We were at a Target. And she had something she desperately wanted from one of the little girls. And I don't remember what it was, but there was only one left. I want to say it was a doll or it was like a Barbie house of some kind. I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't remember. But it was something big and we happened to find it. Like if someone had had it and then put it down in like the home department. And we just happened upon it. So we put it in her cart. Heidi had a cart. And somehow we got separated. And I was a little bit further down the aisle. I could see her. I kept tabs on her because Heidi doesn't do well in crowds. And she's, for some reason, she can really hold her own with me really well. But my gosh, she crumples with other people.
Yeah.
You know? So I could see her, and I was just grabbing some other stuff, and that's just kind of how we do. She kind of hangs out in a big part with the cart, because the cart does not fit in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I saw this bitch walk up to my sister's cart and grab that item out of her cart.
What?
Yes. Heidi informed her that wasn't very nice. Her words exactly.
It's not very nice.
That was not very nice. Will you please put that back?
Bitch, put it down.
I know. I'm sleep deprived at this point. I had to cook a dinner that I'm not good at cooking the whole day before. And then I had to get up at the butt crack of dawn to go get these toys for my sister's kids with her. So I see this. And I see Heidi's interaction with her. I couldn't hear what she was saying, but I could see the lady basically tell her to F off and she was going to take the toy. Well, it's a mosh pit. She can't run too far and too quick because she can't get away. I see this and Heidi goes, okay, you're going to have to deal with the crazy me now. And the lady could see me. I'm yelling at her from about 20 feet away. I am busting through as many people as I can, pushing them aside, yelling at that bitch to put that thing down before I got to her. She did put it down within 3 feet of me getting to her. Because I think she could see how crazy I was.
Yeah.
Because I was about ready to kick some ass in that place.
Yeah.
She had a nice long ponytail that I was going to go for. I had this all worked out in my head how I was going to grab this toy back from her.
And you can't get away.
No, not.
All those people. You can't run.
No.
It's packed.
Yes.
It's just a nightmare.
The other thing I like to do in those stores, Heidi won't play with me. I lose her, I start yelling Marco. She won't yell Polo back.
We yell meow. We meow.
Oh, that's good.
And then you can find the other person.
Do they meow back?
They meow back.
My partner on Black Friday won't play that game.
I love doing that.
Me too.
I love it.
Oh, it's so fun. So I'm the loser that's yelling Marco with no Polo. Once in a while, another shopper will yell Polo for me. But if it's a deep voice or not her voice, I already know it's not her.
Yeah.
But I'll keep playing because it's something to do.
Hey, it's something to do. It's fun.
I'm already locked in this damn store. So basically, at Black Friday this year, I'm going for a hoverboard. That's like a Segway.
Hoverboard Segway. Awesome. I'm not doing Black Friday.
I know.
I'm going to work. My husband's going to go out. And if I see anything good in the paper, I'll give him a list.
Good. That's so nice.
Usually, like, they have the free ornament at JCPenney's, like the Mickey
or
Mouse.
Or the snow globe.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the snow globe.
And I'm like, can you go to JCPenney's and get me the free Mickey Mouse snow globe ornament? And he's just like, are you serious?
So I go. You know how it's only one per customer?
Uh-huh.
I end up with usually 5 or 6.
You just keep going in?
No. I tell the lady that I have multiple nieces and nephews, and I want one for myself, and I want one for my sister, and I have a friend, and I need 6 of them.
Well,
and they usually give it to me.
And this is pretty bad, but it's not even that I want the snow globe. It's just that
it's free.
It's free.
Well, it's just like the click list at Fred Meyer.
Like, it's not even something you want.
No,
but it's free.
It's free, so you feel like you have to get it.
I know, and I don't even know what you do with it, but. Well, it's free, so you just go get it.
Do you remember the yogurt when you guys were at my house for dinner?
Yes.
I have all this shit in my refrigerator that I can't eat because I have all these dietary restrictions and stuff in my cupboard I can't eat for the same thing. But they have these coupons where if you buy this, you get this free. I'm like, well, crap.
It's free.
I want that thing.
I want it.
I have a chorizo sausage in my fridge right now. I'm not going to eat
that yogurt that I can't eat, but it's free.
It's free.
I will find somebody to eat the yogurt.
I will. And I did.
Yeah.
I did. Does she like it?
I don't know if she ate it.
It's still good. It's fine.
I think it's still in the fridge.
That's okay.
But you know what? It was
free. It was free. And I get so much of that.
You don't turn down free shit.
No, never. You feel.
That's our rule. You don't turn down free shit.
No.
Or bacon. That's the two. That's the rule.
You never turn down bacon. Bacon's better on everything.
Bacon makes everything better.
It does. Even turkey bacon.
Yeah, turkey bacon's good.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Because there's some of us out there that don't really eat real bacon. I can. I just like pigs.
not turkey bacon or vegan bacon.
Vegan bacon's not bad either.
Vegan sausage I used to eat all the time.
Yeah, I remember that
story. I would eat it when I was a vegetarian. I used to be a vegetarian. I'm not anymore. But I was a vegetarian for many, many years. And I would get the vegan sausage for breakfast. And I remember cooking it one time and thinking, oh, this is so delicious.
I know.
It's so good. I can't believe I haven't had this before. And I would eat it. I told my husband, I said, you have to taste the sausage. It is just so good. It tastes like just regular sausage. It's so delicious. He's like, okay. So he tasted it. I don't think he even swallowed it. He spit it out and said, that does not taste like sausage at all.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, I thought it tasted like, if you haven't had sausage, it tastes like sausage. For years and
years. Yeah, that's sausage.
So.
Kind of like cheese in my nut cheese.
Yeah.
Thor absolutely hates it that I call it nut cheese.
That's what it is.
It is nut cheese. It's made out of nuts.
It's made out of nuts.
But he thinks it sounds gross.
It does kind of sound gross.
He says, but I'm like, you know what? That's just for men. A woman's not going to ever think nut cheese.
No, women don't have nut cheese.
No, we don't have that problem. And so when I hear nut cheese, I actually think it's cheese made out of nuts.
That's what I think of when I hear it, because I know that's what you're talking about.
Yes. And now because he told me.
It's not our fault that they have minds in the gutter.
No. And because he told me about the mind in the gutter, I only call it nut cheese.
Just to annoy him.
Yes. Just to see the eye roll or the just stop whatever he's doing and the tense, like, oh my God, she said it again. That's so fun. But my nut cheese melts and stretches and I think it tastes just like cheese.
I think your nut cheese is amazing.
My nut cheese is amazing.
It is.
It's so good. And my nut cheese comes in so many flavors.
It does. Yes. It comes in cheddar style, and Swiss style.
Provolone style. We say style because it's not real. And that's what they call it.
It's like holiday nog. It's not eggnog because there's no eggs in it.
Nope.
It's holiday nog.
And then remember I brought a package to your house to keep over the summer because we eat a lot of burgers over the summer.
We eat a lot of burgers.
Well, veggie burgers.
We eat veggie burgers because we don't eat beef, but... she brought her cheese, and it's in a circle shape.
Yes.
Cheddar style. It's actually like American, though.
It doesn't taste like cheddar.
It's not cheddar.
But it still tastes like cheese.
It's called cheddar style, but it tastes like American
cheese.
It
really does. You know they have slices? American slices? I haven't found them yet in the store.
The cheddar slices taste like American.
What do you think the American slices are going to taste like? Cheddar?
Maybe.
It might. I haven't found them yet.
Maybe.
I'm hoping.
Okay. But my daughter, who loves cheese.
She loves it.
She kept making grilled cheese sandwiches, and she finally said, I used up all that cheese in the fridge. And I said, what cheese? She goes, the circle cheese that we had left over. And I said, circle cheese? What are you talking about? She goes, you know, that whatever she called. I said, we don't have any of that. She goes, yeah, I used it. And I said, do you mean Heather's cheese? That was Heather's cheese. It was in a circle shape. And she's like, what? Oh. And I said, that's not even cheese. That's that's not even nut cheese. That's like, I don't even know what they make that out of, like oil or something.
I have no idea.
But it tastes like American
cheese. It does. And I'm shocked she was making grilled cheese with it. Because remember when I told you the first time I made grilled cheese with that cheese?
It doesn't melt.
I burnt 3 sets of bread without the cheese being touched.
Because it doesn't melt.
No, it doesn't melt. So you can't even put it on. It has to be on one. And you just sit it there. Go watch a movie. And come back after a couple hours and flip it. Yep. Go start another movie. And then it might be done after a few hours.
Yeah, and then it'll be melted.
Yeah.
Remember we made quesadillas.
Oh, yeah.
With your cheese that doesn't melt.
No, it doesn't.
Kept waiting for it to melt so the tortillas would stick together. And it just doesn't. It doesn't melt.
It takes a long
eventually time. It does melt.
Because that's what it says. Otherwise, they'd be false advertising because it melts and stretches.
Yeah.
They just don't tell you the length, the time that this involves with the melting and stretching.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's okay, though.
Well, so this has been our special bonus.
Yeah.
We got together on Tuesday and decided to drink any tacos.
Yes.
And so we're drinking, we already ate our tacos.
Yep.
Happy Black Friday.
Hopefully you guys find everything you want.
Yes.
I hope be you aggressive.
Don't get trampled to death.
No, you be the aggressors, guys. Okay? Be tall. Be strong. Be bold. And they won't mess with you. I'm serious. Don't show weakness.
Yell Marco.
Yes, Marco.
In the stores.
Somebody might mail Polo back for you.
Yeah.
Don't let bitches take stuff out of your cart.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's our rules.
Yep. You get it. You fight for it.
That's right.
Happy shopping, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Oh, cheers.
Cheers.